This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wish to join us and bring up anything that you want to talk about, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And in the studio here tonight, you've got Ian,
Bonnie,
and Chris.
Welcome to the program here. Nobody's got the night off, so Bonnie, you're sitting in for him, so thanks for that.
This is a new thing, or?
No, he asked for the night off.
Oh, okay.
He's going on a date.
Oh. Yeah.
I didn't know if we could say.
He didn't say we couldn't say. Good for him. So you can bring up anything that you want here, of course. Chris, you saw something in the news that you wanted to talk about with the latest on John McAfee, the eccentric software magnate who has been traveling around the world in his boat trying to avoid the American government's iron fist. And unfortunately, the Spanish government snatched him up like most of a year ago, I think it was. And they've been holding him ever since for an extradition hearing. And that was based on IRS-related charges for, you know, not filing taxes, among, I think, some other charge, if I recall correctly.
I didn't quite understand where he would be obligated to pay taxes in Spain.
Oh, no. He's, he was from the United States.
Right. That's why I was not quite sure where his tax obligations were.
I don't think he was in Spain, except for...
Oh, he was just arrested in Spain?
Yeah.
Oh, and then extradition
at the behest of the United States,
presumably. Okay. Yeah, that makes more sense.
So he's been in a prison in Spain waiting extradition hearings.
It's been a long time since he was arrested, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think, like I said, I think it's been more than a year, but I could be wrong. Maybe it's been less than a year, but it definitely happened within the last year or so.
So this is just about the taxes? This isn't the murder?
No, the murder was years ago. That was like Bailey's.
Oh.
Accusation.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing proven.
He was never convicted or anything.
I wasn't charged, as far as I know.
He wasn't even charged?
I don't even know if he was charged.
He's an interesting character, John McAfee, and he really is a character. I don't know if you guys follow him at all. I do. I follow him on social media. He's got a Twitter that's very active.
I don't follow him, but I mean, I certainly have followed the news about him.
Yeah.
I followed him on Facebook in 2016. I liked him back then.
Even, he's still been posting from inside prisons.
He's entertaining, to say the least.
He's super entertaining. And I will pull up his profile just so we can share. I can share with you some of the things he writes, because his prison posts are really entertaining. So we'll get to that a little bit later. But what's in the news about John McAfee? Remember, this is the guy who said he would. Well, I'm not going to say what he would eat, but he would eat one of his own body parts on the air, like on television,
yep,
if Bitcoin didn't hit $500,000 by the end of, I think, 2020.
Oh, my God.
He also tried to run for president, too, after being like...
More than once.
Yeah, after the murder thing happened, it was like... And he's open about drug use and, like, some pretty hard stuff, too. So
yeah, very open about that.
Yeah. It's like, how do you think you're going to get elected? And it's like, I'm half of rooting for you, but at the same time, I know you're a liar, and I know you're not really a libertarian.
Yeah, that's the problem with him, right? It's like, he's this really interesting guy, but at the same time, all you got to do is pay him $100,000, and he'll pimp your coin for you. And
right.
He doesn't care anything about what the coin is, whether it's a scam or whatever. As long as you pay him $100,000, he'll tweet about it.
I still would have taken him over Gary Johnson in 2016.
Oh, as far as presidential candidates, absolutely.
I mean, he couldn't have been any worse than Trump or Biden, right?
Or
John McAfee would have been super entertaining. I mean, if they could have gotten John McAfee into a debate,
definitely.
I mean, that would have been amazing. But unfortunately, the Libertarian Party is...
I could just see Trump and, like, Trump and McAfee debating.
That would have been amazing.
That would have been. I mean, talk about entertaining. The two of them are just... Yeah.
I think the Vermin Supreme is, like, the more libertarian version of John McAfee.
Yeah, and I really liked Vermin Supreme in the last in the 2020 election. I thought that he was really putting the effort in and being very, he was very libertarian. I think a lot of people thought he wasn't really that libertarian.
Well, I mean, then, he plays a part, so it's I understand that it's kind of hard to get your head around what he's doing, but.
And he's doing an amazing job.
Yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
He's still out there. Of course, both of these guys are still out there. So what's the news with John McAfee?
Yeah. So Reuters' title of the story is Antivirus Software Pioneer McAfee Charged by U.S. with Cryptocurrency Fraud. So John McAfee, the antivirus software pioneer whose former company still bears his name, has been indicted
which
on,
he's not involved with.
Right, on fraud. And I'm sure the company is not too happy about all the news as in recent years. Because he kind of went away for 20-something years and then kind of popped out of the blue and started, like, being a social pariah. And I don't know that he wasn't before, but he wasn't in the news. So has been indicted on fraud and money laundering conspiracy charges stemming from two cryptocurrency schemes. It's an interesting choice of words, scheme. The U.S. Justice Department said on Friday, authorities accused McAfee and his bodyguard, Jimmy Gale Watson Jr. And I never understood this. Like, what does his bodyguard have to do with any of it?
I don't know. His bodyguard is there with him all the time.
You know what's interesting about this guy is that he is, but it's interesting because, like, it seems like there's a lot of stories, and every time, you know, McAfee's mentioned something about his bodyguard, is this like, is there something more to this, you know, bodyguard than
he must have more than one, because the guy we met was named John as well, so
okay.
His bodyguard was also John.
You met one of his bodyguards?
Yeah, we met John McAfee several years ago. Actually, he's been on Free Talk Live, I think, twice. I'm pretty sure we had him on from Anarchapulco and another crypto conference. I don't know if it was the Texas Bitcoin conference or where it was, but, you know, we've been to several of these crypto conferences over the years, and so is, oh, no, maybe it was D10E out in California. Anyway, yeah, we've definitely interviewed him, and he always has this bodyguard with him, and I actually interviewed his bodyguard once just because I thought he was really interesting. The life of the bodyguard of John McAfee is an interesting life.
I can only imagine.
But the guy you mentioned, it doesn't ring a bell, the name you mentioned as far as his bodyguard.
Yeah, Jimmy Gale Watson Jr.
Yeah, the guy that was his bodyguard was actually about as old as John. Like, he was also in his early 70s or late 60s at the time. But he was in good shape for, you know, an older man. And dude knew his stuff. Like, it was interesting.
So he's basically being accused of exploiting his Twitter followers.
Oh, so it was what I was talking about, where you pay him $100,000
The accusation. Yep, exactly. The accusation is basically he's artificially inflating the price of altcoins through so-called pump and dump scheme. And
how is that illegal?
He's just endorsing them with his words, his freedom of speech.
I mean, yeah. I certainly agree with what you guys are saying.
It's not insider trading, right?
Yeah, it's a good question. I would think that's what they're basically accusing him of, but you're right. It's not a company, so.
Yeah.
But I guess the same thing applies to securities, and they're considering it a security, therefore, same thing?
That's the thing. I don't know.
I don't know the law in this area at all, so. Well, this is what he's being accused of. Concealing payments McAfee received from startup businesses to promote initial quit. So I guess he's being, maybe it would have been okay for him to, maybe I kind of follow it. So basically, and you actually probably are more familiar with the law on this. So the issue sounds like if he had said that he was being paid to promote it, it wouldn't have been a problem. But because he didn't say that he was being paid to promote it, it was a problem. So
dude advertises on his Twitter that you can pay him $100,000 and he'll pimp your crypto for him. How is that any different than us talking about Dash or, you know, Bitcoin Cash or whatever here on Free Talk Live? I mean, we're a commercial radio show.
Right, right.
Well, so, that's what they do to Kim Kardashian. Like, if she has an endorsement from some company, like teas that are supposed to make you skinny or something, and she talks about them on her Instagram, she legally has to put that this is an ad or, like, hashtag
really?
Ad.
That is the case for at least the UK, I know, but I don't know about the United States.
United States?
The United States is more, you know, lenient in that regard.
Well, Kim lives in California.
603-283-6160 is the number here if you want to join us. 603-283-6160. Well, there's cover your ass, and then there's what you have to do
right.
at the bare minimum legally.
Yeah.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
You're not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. I'm not sure what's 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want here. There is something definitely going on.
There we go.
Solved it. Sorry about that. Welcome to the program. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Bonnie.
And Chris.
Talking about John McAfee, the software tycoon, the enigmatic tycoon, John McAfee. You might have heard of him. He's a pretty interesting character. He's lived a pretty wild lifestyle. And apparently the federal government now charging him with more crimes, alleged crimes. They also went after him for tax evasion last year. They're still trying to get him extradited from Spain to face those charges.
You know, you have to really wonder, like, what did they expect to get out of the guy? He's 75 years old,
yeah.
Right? Like,
he's expecting to die just waiting for trial at this point.
Right. I mean, it's crazy.
But that's just how vindictive and how evil the federal government is. They're going after an elderly man, and they want to put him away for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Because even on a light sentence for all the charges he's facing, it would be likely several years behind bars.
Yeah, and
he's 75.
I wonder if he's released on bail.
No. He is inside
a Spanish
prison right now. In fact, he's tweeting. Actually, it's been a couple weeks, which is unusual for him. Normally, he's tweeting at least, you know, once every couple days or once a day. Let me share a couple of his recent tweets for you. They're pretty entertaining. Says, a man, this is his most recent one, February 18th, posted, a man in the prison yard talks to himself a lot. He said he was talking to aliens. They told him the beginning of the end would start March 3rd. Nonsense. It began years ago when we turned technology against ourselves. Though, I marked my calendar just in case.
Well, March 3rd, wasn't that supposed to be the day that Trump was...
No, that was March 4th. That was supposed to be yesterday. By the way, did Trump take office yesterday? Did anybody hear that?
No.
No, I didn't hear that either. He goes on, and some of them are kind of introspective and a little deep, like this one.
Well, now it's a secret thing, right? Like he's secretly running the country.
I haven't heard
right
but
it wouldn't
surprise me if they made that claim.
Well, I'm assuming that's what they're saying, probably.
Right, because they have to have
whatever.
An excuse.
Right, yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
have to have an excuse, you know, for the cult members as
Absolutely.
To why the dear leader didn't regain his seat of power. So here's another one from John McAfee. He says, my life's conflict stemmed from one source. My best friend and my worst enemy were both myself. Another post. I have a new cellmate. In 3 days, using boxes, string, and toothpaste for glue, he's built bookcases, holders, and a host of other things. If we turned this effer loose in a hardware store, I think we'd have a teleporter in short order. He says, I don't mind being locked up as much as the company I'm locked up with. For example, a young friend I met is here for cutting his father's throat, but he doesn't remember it. I can only hope he doesn't remember to cut mine for some reason. So some of them are funny. Some of them are, you know, reflective and sad, just sort of looking back at his life. And some of them he talks about the government. He says, our government has become complex and extravagant. It has become distinct from and independent of the people. Our democracy has become a struggle of ideals rather than actualities. None of us truly understand where our votes will lead. He says, for most of my life, I sought permanency in relationship, security, happiness, contentment. Yet reality in all cases eventually brought disappointment. From relationship to relationship, situation to situation, I discovered that the only permanent thing in life is change. So,
is
recommend.
Is he not doing good with his wife? That's sad.
No. I think he's doing okay with her, the most the current wife. She's, I believe, the one who's actually posting these things to Twitter on his behalf. But I could be wrong about that. Anyway, those are some excerpts for you from. I mean, it's been going on for months now, so if you want to read John McAfee's, essentially his prison tweets, they're pretty interesting. So, Chris, you were telling us he's being charged with securities fraud for using his Twitter account.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
So,
more.
Manhattan U.S. Attorney Audrey Strauss said in a statement, as alleged, McAfee and Watson exploited a widely used social media platform and enthusiasm among investors in the emerging cryptocurrency market to make millions through lies and deception. Yeah, that's probably a fair statement to some degree. Lawyers for McAfee could not immediately be identified McAfee is being detained in Spain following his arrest there on tax evasion charges announced in October.
October? God, it seems like longer than that.
It does, doesn't it? Watson said Watson was arrested on Thursday night in Texas.
So they got his bodyguard.
Yeah, they got the bodyguard, apparently. Watson's attorney, and I bet you the bodyguard gets out sooner than McAfee because he's arrested in the United States and there won't be any extradition to deal with. And I wonder if he even gets released on bail, whereas McAfee has to sit in a prison cell because
that's a good question.
He's at flight risk.
Did it say the charges for the bodyguard? Because that's weird.
Sounded similar.
I think it sounds like they're the same.
They said they worked as like a team or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because you think, like, what did he do? What did the bodyguard do? Like, you know,
Maybe he's got a big following. I don't know.
Does he?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but, like, you would think that it would be the person who tweeted, not their bodyguard.
What's his bodyguard's name?
I mean, did the bodyguard do his support or something? Was his bodyguard, like, typing because McAfee doesn't know how to use a computer? I mean, I don't even... Well, that's crazy because he wrote the software. Didn't he write the antivirus software originally?
The bodyguard?
No, McAfee. Like, it would be funny if the bodyguard had to type in the computer for McAfee because he didn't know how to use his computer. Because he hasn't used a computer in the last 25 years or something.
He's getting old.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems so weird. Watson's attorney, Arnold Spencer, said in a statement, Jimmy Watson is a decorated veteran and former Navy SEAL.
They would never tell a lie.
I know, right? He fought for... Now, mind you, you're talking about... I presume at some point he murdered somebody. So, like, you're literally talking about a murderer here.
Well, no, there's no evidence of that, right?
I mean, no, but he's coming out as a Navy, and usually, you know, you're being paid to kill people.
Oh, you're saying as a military?
Yeah,
You thought he meant in Belize?
Yeah. No. I'm not talking about McAfee. We're talking about his attorney statement. Well, the attorney said for the bodyguard. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So the bodyguard is the former Navy SEAL. He fought for other people's rights and liberties. And he is entitled. See, I would disagree with that. But
yeah, he just wanted a Dodge Charger.
Yeah, I mean,
he's propaganda.
Yeah, it's money. He's working for money. Let's be honest. And he is entitled to and looks forward to his day in court to exercise some of those very rights.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Both also face civil charges by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, which in October accused McAfee of concealing more than $23 million he made from boosting 7 cryptocurrencies offerings on Twitter. In the cryptocurrency cases, authorities said McAfee touted assets including Verge, Redcoin, and Dogecoin as part of a coin of the day or coin of the week tweet from around December 2017 through February 2018. I mean, doesn't that sound familiar? Isn't that what every one of the exchanges basically do? You're paying them to be on the exchange.
Yeah, that's right.
So how does this differ from...
If it does go to court, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, super interesting.
If they manage to get McAfee out of a prison cell in the next 5 years prison is not the best place for an elderly gentleman.
No, right? Definitely not.
I mean, it's not the best place for anybody, but if you're a little bit more frail, it's even worse. The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in on John McAfee.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden says the mass shooting in Boulder, Colorado is devastating and that too many communities have been scarred by gun violence. Meanwhile, former wrestling teammates of the accused gunman remember him as short-tempered and violent. He was born in Syria but moved here when he was 3 years old, is no fan of former President Donald Trump, and has ISIS sympathies. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the United States must be clear-eyed about the long-term economic recovery from the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
I'm confident that people will reach the other side of this pandemic with the foundations of their lives intact. And I believe they'll be met there by a growing economy.
Yellen, testifying in a virtual House hearing on Tuesday, also saying there are promising economic trends. And you're listening to USA Radio News. At least one resident is dead and two firefighters injured in a blaze that destroyed a Spring Valley, New York assisted living facility. There's no word yet on what caused the fire. Crews spent hours battling the flames and had to help some two dozen residents out of the building. With more on one of our top stories of the day, an officer is being hailed a hero and being identified in the Boulder, Colorado grocery store shooting.
The officer killed has been identified as 51-year-old Officer Eric Talley. Boulder Police Chief Maris Harold says Officer Talley joined the Boulder Police Department in 2010.
At 14:30 hours, the Boulder Police Department began receiving phone calls of shots fired in the area and a phone call about a possible person with a patrol rifle. Officer Talley responded to the scene, was the first on the scene, and he was fatally shot.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join us here. Were you a follower of John McAfee and you actually did what he told you, you know, what he suggested that you do?
No.
If you were and you want to call in, you're welcome to join us here, 603-283-6160, or maybe you're a critic of McAfee. This is an interesting character. I mean, he's a fascinating guy. We've interviewed him here on Free Talk Live, and he's always entertaining. Now, whether or not he's being honest with you is a whole other question.
I mean, you know what the crazy thing about this is? Like, every single one of these people who invested probably have already been aware of the fact that they were lying to him. But they knew that his advocating for it was going to result in the increase in the value of it, and therefore they bought in, which increased the value of it, and then they...
And they sold.
Yeah, and then they sold. And it's like, yeah, some of those people got out at the wrong time. But you know what? They gambled. Like, I mean, that's what it was. They were literally gambling with it, right? So how can you really blame that on John McAfee?
Well, I don't blame John McAfee as far as I feel like saying whatever he wants to say should be legal. I mean,
yeah.
To say that it should be illegal to engage in a pump-and-dump scheme, I disagree with that. I think that freedom of speech is pretty clear, and I don't think there should be exceptions to it. Now, you know, if you want to say, oh, well, what about threatening somebody? Okay. I mean, I could kind of understand that one.
I think that's more of a liability, sort of a, like a liability thing. Like, if somebody threatens you and they're in front of you and they look like they're going to kill you, they
have a right, to defend yourself.
And the liability is effectively you could die because somebody defends themselves against you.
Correct. But, and I think that solves itself.
Right.
But as far as saying anything else,
bribing, like bribing and blackmailing from like another place, like if they're not in the same room as you, you could
Should blackmail be illegal?
I don't know.
I don't think it should.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those things that I think is like there's a line that's like you know what's how I kind of feel about this is it's like if it's on the internet, I don't care. And it's like it's you know there's some responsibility, you know, like being an adult or you know just you know growing up to some degree, you know, you got to learn these things, and if you don't, you know, it's I don't know. I mean, it's like it's one of these things that's just like you know, you can't control, like, there's only so much the government can do, you know, to protect you, right? If you go and you do stupid things, okay, you know, you gotta take responsibility for
yourself, yeah,
well,
that's just
right?
it. Like, I mean, a blackmailer is just somebody who's come across information about something you did, usually, that you don't want people to know about. Because you did something you're embarrassed about or whatever, right? Like there's some sort of black mark on your past.
Not
and
always.
A blackmailer.
Sometimes it's more of a societal thing which you had never had any control over in the first place, but sure.
Well, okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah. But generally the blackmailer comes across information
and
is willing to deal that information and or withhold from dealing that information in return for a payment. I mean, that just seems it's a scummy thing to do.
Absolutely.
But I don't think that everything that's scummy should be illegal.
Right.
Well, I don't really think that there should be like a government that has laws, so I guess I wouldn't say it should be illegal, but I definitely think it's totally immoral.
And there's nothing wrong with, you know, thinking something is immoral, but it shouldn't be illegal, right? Like,
right.
There's lots of things I think are immoral, but I don't necessarily think that it should be a crime to, you know, do those immoral things.
Exactly. And let the market decide, let individuals decide how to handle these situations. You've got more from the story.
I do, a little bit.
So we're talking about John McAfee being charged with so-called securities fraud for using his Twitter account to promote cryptocurrencies and then sell them.
Right, and we were trying to figure out earlier, in the last part of the show, how it becomes securities fraud. Well, it turns out, apparently he is the CEO behind a company that trades cryptocurrency, basically.
Oh.
Publicly traded cryptocurrency company is how it's described. So,
really? Does it say which?
I'll read the whole little section here.
Okay.
Authorities said McAfee held himself up as an expert on cybersecurity and cryptocurrency through his tweets, speeches, and his role as a CEO of a publicly traded cryptocurrency company.
Right.
I don't know what the company is. They also accused him of telling followers he had no stake in the coins, even as he touted how they will change the world. So it doesn't say. But some sort of cryptocurrency company. I bet you if you search John McAfee cryptocurrency company, it will come up, though, in a search. I'm not at a computer here, so it's a little bit harder for me to find that, but maybe you can, Ian.
I'm confused. It's worse that he was advertising these things because he makes himself look like a professional, but isn't that still on the other people's... It's still the other people's fault.
Yeah. To know who they're talking
to. Yeah, I mean, especially when you're making an investment, right? Like, of all things, this is definitely, I think, a buyer beware situation. I can understand if somebody is, like, coming to your door and somehow manages to deceive you or defraud you. I'm like, okay, that's, you know, maybe that's not all on you, but, like, when you're investing in something, you're literally going out of the way to take risks, and thus you have more responsibility, you know, to make sure that you're not doing something stupid, and just to protect yourself. And maybe that means, you know, seeking professional advice. Maybe that means, you know, doing research into, I don't know, the people that you're going to be doing business with, or, you know, the company, you know, that they're shilling your product or service or, you know, in this case, cryptocurrency, maybe.
According to the Wikipedia on John McAfee, his most recent business venture, at least as listed here, was in August of 2018. He took a position as CEO with LuxCore, a cryptocurrency company focused on enterprise solutions, whatever the hell that means.
Yeah, I wonder, you know, here's the thing. He probably was at most a figurehead slash advisor in any practical sense.
Yeah.
I suspect he had no real involvement in the company.
Could be. Sounds like the kind of deal he would want.
Yeah, and knowing his publicity, I mean, this is effectively what he's selling. He's selling his fame.
His name.
Yeah, his name.
Yeah.
So it's hard to believe what the government is effectively saying about him.
Well, now wait a minute. What part is hard to believe?
That he used his position, position as CEO. I mean, we didn't even know he was a CEO of a company, right?
Like, that's not what people were trading on. I mean, they were trading on his fame,
right?
They
absolutely
were trading on him being a CEO.
But the government in the story alluded to that this is something he was trading on
to make himself look more legit.
Right, but it seems a bit fabricated or unreal.
So that I would say just put that whole thing aside.
Yeah.
What they're looking at here, and according to the indictment, obviously an indictment is one-sided. It's
right.
It's the federal government's position on what allegedly happened in a situation.
It's always full of lies. But yeah, go ahead.
Well, but some of it's provable, right? Like some of the things they're going to
presumably there's elements of it.
There's going to be some evidence, like including his tweets, which are probably still there if you want to go back and look at them.
I mean, can you connect those tweets to him? I don't know.
But. Well, everybody knows that it's his account. I mean,
his account doesn't necessarily mean he's the one who tweeted.
True, and maybe that'll be an argument that he tries to make.
And here's the thing: a lot of people that may not know, but there even people who are not. How do I say this? You know, big and famous as McAfee have other people who tweet on their
behalf. That's true.
Companies hire people. Small companies hire third parties to tweet on their behalf or the behalf of executives and things all the time.
No doubt, so. And that may be one of his arguments. I remember a couple of years ago, I don't know if you were on that episode of Aria's show at the time, but she had a conversation, quote-unquote conversation with John McAfee, who messaged her one night to pitch some sort of coin to her or something like that.
Yeah, and it was like a verified Twitter account or something, too, I think.
It was his Facebook account, but the way he was acting didn't make it seem like it was actually John McAfee. So she believed that John McAfee had some, you know, kid or whatever, somebody who was hired to tweet on his behalf doing that. So that may be one of the arguments that he ends up making. It's like, well, prove this was me.
Yeah.
Or prove this was my account. But that said, given, you know, that presuming that it is his account.
Yeah.
And I think there's a good chance that he is actually behind that Twitter account.
I wouldn't doubt that he has his name on that Twitter account, but whether or not, you know, he made every one of those posts, I'd be highly doubtful that he did.
Maybe. Well, I guarantee you he was getting money. If there was somebody else making the post, McAfee was telling him to post. McAfee was the one being paid
and
some kid to post on his
Twitter. The question is, to what degree did he have control over the person posting? Was it more of a general thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Was this type of content? Or
let's
was it
get into
specific?
What actually allegedly happened here, which, you know, if you've followed McAfee for any short period of time, you're not going to find this unbelievable. So I'll tell
you what
they've got. 603-283-6160. We'll get into the details of this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com.
Watch it, Ian. Yeah. You might get charged with a security fraud here.
In case it wasn't clear, that they're an advertiser of ours. Now, in the case of Bitcoin.com, they're a long-time advertiser, and they've been one of our longest-running, maybe the longest-running sponsor here on Free Talk Live. So thank you to Bitcoin.com. It's a place where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency. And they'll tell you about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash there. You get the basics on those, and you can click Get Started to do that at the top of the page over at Bitcoin.com. If you're not new to crypto, then you probably want to see their news headlines. Get over to news.bitcoin.com. They got them there every single day, and they're fresh over at news.bitcoin.com. So, John McAfee being charged now with more alleged crimes. Again, I don't think John's actually been charged with a real crime here. He's not been charged with actually harming another human being. He's not been charged with murder or rape or, you know, arson or property destruction or anything like that. He was charged with not paying taxes. Well, I consider that to be heroic.
I mean, yeah, definitely so. Not. That's not really not a crime. I mean, that's somebody to be looking up to as an example, right. As a leader in, you know, peaceful resistance.
Exactly. And now what he's being charged with, security so-called fraud, I don't think these crimes should exist. Quote-unquote crimes. Again, no victim, no crime. If you go online and you read somebody's Twitter and that person says, buy Dogecoin... And you buy Dogecoin, and then the price of Dogecoin goes down, you don't get to blame the person on Twitter.
Yeah, but he's such a professional.
Well, that's the thing.
Give me a break.
It's easy for people to accept the advice of a so-called expert. But when you do that, you're still choosing to accept the expert's advice.
And the thing is, I mean, you have to remember, these people weren't paying him for, you know, so-called expert advice either.
Like, that's true.
Like, I could understand that there was some obligation, you know, if you know, McAfee was being paid by these individuals. But that wasn't what was going on here.
That's true. He was just posting to a Twitter account. So let me get into the allegations here of the case. I've got pulled up the indictment. It's a 20-page long indictment. He's facing, let's see, what counts is he facing here? I don't even know if it says yet. We'll get to that. So he's facing probably more than one count, would be my guess. The parties involved here include the Commodities Futures Trading Commission and John David McAfee and his associate Jimmy Gale Watson, apparently his bodyguard. They're saying that McAfee, on his Twitter, touted his recommendations as deeply researched, selected without bias from the vast majority of inferior digital assets and long-term values to investors. He stated that he had no position in the coins he recommended or endorsed. And that's where things get a little sticky here, because if indeed it was John McAfee making these posts to the John McAfee, I think it's called official John McAfee account on Twitter, if it was indeed John McAfee posting these things, or allowing or knowledgeably, you know, that knowing that these things were being posted in his name, and he was in fact telling a lie, when in point of fact he did have holdings in the cryptos in question, then what he's doing is he is committing fraud, no doubt about it. He is being, you know, a very dishonest individual, but then again, that's what you should expect from John McAfee.
Yeah, I mean, this is like one of these things that's like, I mean, this guy is a known liar. I mean, like this is kind of like what he does. Yes. And everybody knows it. And it's not like,
well, apparently everybody doesn't know it. Now, it's not fair to say that everybody knows John McAfee's a liar.
You can try and suggest, you can try and go into a courtroom and get people who have never heard of John McAfee, you know,
that's
and
you
can convince them, you know, that he was committing fraud or whatever. But it's like, it's such a stretch given all the surrounding circumstances for anybody who follows cryptocurrency.
Well, if you know John McAfee or you've paid enough attention to his words, and there's what a person says and then there's their actions. Right. And if you paid attention to John McAfee's actions compared to his words, he almost never matches up. He's always got some sort of project that he's working on.
Even if you don't follow him, you know this. That's the crazy thing. I knew it. I don't follow him. I've never listened to his, you know, subscribed to his Twitter feed or whatever it is.
You're a tech guy. I mean, you're in the tech field. If you're somebody
who glanced at a few headlines, come on.
Okay. In 2016, I always was waiting for his cell phone to come out.
Was it like a privacy cell phone or something?
Yeah, I didn't really care about that. I was just like, oh, that's cool. If it's John McAfee's, then I'll get that for my next phone.
But
no, he never made it.
And here's the other thing. Who is trading cryptocurrency? It's the tech people.
Yes, it is.
So I have a hard time buying into this, you know, prosecutor's, like, argument here.
Well, for example, they say on or around December 15th, with respect to an endorsed digital asset, McAfee, by public tweet on his @official McAfee account, denied owning any of the digital asset he had endorsed and further disclaimed having any ulterior motive. Similarly, on or around December 20th, McAfee issued a tweet through that account indicating that, quote, most of the 2,000 coins are trash or scams. I've read every white paper. Obvious lie.
Yeah. I mean, so you have to wonder, is this, you know, this guy is such a liar that it's like, I don't know if trolling or, like, there's a word for it, and I'm lacking it at the moment, yeah. But sarcasm,
this isn't sarcasm.
But he's definitely doing satire. That might be the right word. Satire.
It's a satire of himself, basically.
Yeah, but doesn't it come off to you as kind of like satire?
No.
No?
It comes off as this big mouth liar on the internet, and it's amazing.
But he does it so frequently, and everybody knows it, so how can that not be like satire?
He's like the successful version of JP. I mean, there's this guy locally who is a known liar,
right?
And he's a great activist, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
JP is a great cop block activist. He will go out, and he will block the police like no other. But you can't believe a word that comes out of his mouth. John McAfee's exactly the same way. He's just really successful.
He's like the libertarian Kanye.
Except I think with McAfee, the difference, though, I think, between JP and McAfee is I don't think JP knows he's telling lies. I think he's just like a pathological liar. McAfee, he might be lying to deceive. Now, let me continue with his statement. So after saying he's read every white paper.
I mean, come on, there's thousands of white papers. How can he possibly anybody believe this?
It's unbelievable on its face.
It's so ridiculous. It cannot possibly be what they're accusing him of.
The few I'm connected to, I will tell.
This is like reading the Onion and believing what the Onion says.
Let me keep going with this statement. So after claiming he's read every white paper, he goes on to say, the few I'm connected to, I will tell you. The rest I have no position in. These coins will change the world. You can support that change. In an interview on or around December 22nd of 2017, he reaffirmed his purported lack of bias, saying, quote, "If I say this is a great coin and nothing else, I promise you I don't own any of it." Well, why would he think it, I mean, if McAfee says it's a great coin and he really believed what he was saying, he should own it.
Right?
Like, this is the best coin.
This is the problem with the accusation that he was committing some sort of fraud or whatever. Like, he's saying, he's doing the exact opposite. He's saying one thing and then he's doing something else. It's like, it doesn't add up. Like,
but
anybody should be able to see it.
He's lying.
A really dumb person should be able to see right through this.
I don't know, man. You're giving people too much credit here. He is a purported expert. He is an, you know, a technological wizard, right? Like, he's a pretty smart guy, right? Like, he comes off as knowing his stuff when it comes to security, when it comes to cryptocurrency. He comes off as an expert.
Now, I don't think he comes off as an expert within the area and within the following of people that he has. I don't think the people who are following him actually believe that he's an expert in anything that he's spewing.
Well, I guarantee you, they'll find somebody to testify.
I'm sure, because they're not going to get a bunch of on a jury. I'm sure they're going to be able to get a bunch of non-technical people on a jury to convict. But, you know, that's not the people who are following him on Twitter.
Wait, so did Aria buy any of the coin when he was texting her?
Of course not.
Aria knew that it wasn't even John McAfee who was texting her.
Well, now she could have cashed in on the lawsuit, I mean.
Well, I don't know how you would cash in. How would you cash in on a lawsuit?
I don't know.
It's not a lawsuit. It's a criminal.
Yeah, he's a criminal case.
Oh, I thought it was like, I don't know, the people are going to get money for getting scammed.
Who got scammed?
No, there's no victims. I see what you're saying. You think it's going to be like a class action.
Yeah, that's the way I was saying.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen here. If anybody gets any money, it'll be the federal government.
Yeah.
Because they're going to try to extract fines from him.
I don't think Aria would take that anyway.
Well, I mean, hey, if the federal government, you know, if somebody wants to send you money, then, you know, take the money, I guess. But, you know, in a court hearing, if you're in a case with a class action, I don't get involved usually if they send me something because it's usually like 50 cents. It's like, why would I even want to deal with this? But Matt, my roommate, he got a $10,000 class action settlement once.
Did he actually get the money?
Yeah.
That amount?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was.
What on
he worked
earth
for Applebee's, and they had there was a situation with some of the employees and paychecks.
Labor.
And, yeah.
Mm,
yeah.
Yeah.
So sometimes, go ahead and take it. Yeah. Why not? So, 603-283-6160. I want to go on with more of his alleged quotes here. Just because he's so entertaining, it's such a, like you said, it seems obviously false, but he still shouldn't be doing that. He shouldn't be doing what he was alleged to be doing.
If people believe it, like, he's contradicting himself. How could you possibly do what he tells you when he's contradicting himself?
It's immoral, but it shouldn't be illegal.
I don't even think it's immoral.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. PDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.